We'll know the shape of Stormont's new power-sharing executive in just a few hours' time. For the first time ever, it looks like just two parties, the DUP and Sinn Féin, will be involved. We'll soon know who gets the different ministries. More attention will centre on the new Justice Minister. The DUP says it will not be a Sinn Féin politician. The Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, the media often get accused of hyping things up, but this genuinely is a big day, a new era of power sharing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is a big day. Effectively, the people have spoken in the recent election and they have charged both the Sinn Féin and the DUP, and indeed other parties, to take forward politics here in the North. We got a resounding mandate, both ourselves and the DUP. Obviously, the Ulster Unionists and the SDLP and Alliance have decided effectively not to be part of the power-sharing administration, which was the central theme of the Good Friday Agreement. We made provision because they demanded it for opposition in the Fresh Start Agreement. They've taken up that option. And I think, you know, from our perspective, we're now charged with the responsibility, both ourselves and the DUP, of leading this administration for the next 5 years.
Do you think Stormont will be a better place with an opposition, which is part of the norm of most politics elsewhere?
Well, it wouldn't be hard for things to be better in this term than it was in the last 3 years of the last term, where we had flag protests, riots in the streets by extreme loyalists. We had the activities of so-called dissident Republicans trying to kill police officers and prison officers. And, of course, the austerity agenda being pursued by a Conservative administration, cutting billions out of our block grant.
So yeah, but my question wasn't about what has happened. My question was about the functionality of Stormont. Yeah. Do you think that the functionality will be better with an opposition?
Well, that remains to be seen. I'm less concerned about what the opposition do than I am about what we and the DUP do in government. And we are now effectively a two-party coalition. So really it's down to us to either make a mess of it or make a success of it. I am absolutely up for making a success of it. And I've had these conversations with the First Minister on a number of occasions over recent times. And I am satisfied that we are approaching this new term with a good heart and absolutely determined to do things differently.
Do you like her?
And better. Listen, I have worked with Ian Paisley and with Peter Robinson, and I think I have the ability to get on with anybody. And I built a friendship with Ian Paisley that lasted until the day he died. And, of course, we all know both our histories come back many decades before that. But it was an incredible experience for me, and I think an incredible experience for Ian as well. And I've become very good friends with his wife, Eileen. Similarly with Peter Robinson, even though we are ideological. Peter is a very great friend of the peace process also. Do I think Arlene Foster is someone I can do business with and become friends with? Yes, I absolutely.
I guess I should ask the question differently. Do you think if you do a deal with her, if you agree things with her, do you think you can trust her?
I think if I do a deal with Arlene Foster on whatever, I do trust her to keep her word, yes. I do.
Okay. How are you going to solve the Justice Minister issue?
Well, you'll find that out in the next couple of hours. You won't have long to wait, Stephen. Shortly after 12 o'clock, it will become very clear in the Assembly who the new Justice Minister will be. I'm very relaxed about it. I would not support someone for the position of Justice if I didn't think that they were very conscious of their responsibilities to deliver for everybody within our society. So I'm actually very relaxed about it.
So you think Claire Sutton's going to do a good job, do you?
Well, we'll have to wait until 12 o'clock to see who Arlene Foster and I propose for that position. I'm not going to preempt the outcome of the deliberation of the elected representatives in the Assembly.
Is there not a level of humiliation here for Sinn Féin, Martin, that the DUP will not support your party getting justice? They don't think you can be trusted enough. They simply won't have it. So what you've got to do is take that on the chin.
Well, not in the least, Stephen. It's very important to see all of this in proper context. I led the charge on the argument to transfer policing and justice from London to our administration. and I led the Sinn Féin delegation in the Hillsborough talks, which succeeded against the backdrop of massive opposition from some elements within the DUP who didn't want that to happen. Thankfully, the leaders of the DUP were able to deliver, but they were able to deliver on terms. And those are terms that I have had to live with, and I have lived with, because I think the success in getting powers transferred, and that has been a successful operation over the course of the last number of years, was very, very important. Now, I look forward to the day whenever justice will go into the Hunt mechanism and be allocated in accordance with that mechanism. So I know the media are very focused on what people say. Sometimes people say things and are eked out of them by the media, and sometimes afterwards they might regret saying it. And then the media expect me to knee-jerk and to even retaliate, and to, in doing so, worsen political relationships. I'm not that sort of person. I am very calm, very reflective.
Yeah, but this is
knee-jerk.
But this is bigger than that, isn't it? This is about, I guess, a principle that I'm asking, should Sinn Féin not fight for slightly more? Your party has often said that what part of what you're fighting for in Northern Ireland is equality. Now, if you are in a position, and if you are taking it on the chin, if you are accepting the DUP saying to you, it will be a unionist, it'll either be the DUP or it'll be this independent unionist, Claire Sugden, as the Justice Minister, it will certainly not be Sinn Féin. Then what does that say about equality and what you haven't achieved in this country?
Well,
they're not allowing
it,
you to take the job as Justice Minister because of your party's past.
I think what it does say is about our strength of character, and I hope my strength of character, and they've been able to work our way through these situations, which may cause difficulty for our colleagues in government. And I am not justifying some of the remarks that were made in the course of recent times, but I do understand there is a dynamic within the DUP. You know, I am very pleased to be working with the majority of people who are in the leadership of the DUP, who are committed to the peace process and who have pledged themselves to work with me over the next term of the Assembly in a positive and constructive way. I'm also very conscious that I'm dealing with a party that has to deal with their own internal difficulties also. Just as we in Sinn Féin have had to manage our own constituency, just as we have to manage our own party, we all have trials and tribulations that we have to deal with. And we have to deal with them in the best way possible. And yes, sometimes people do say things that I think, on reflection, they would accept was a mistake.
I will move on. I will move on from this. But for your community, the community who you represent, quite a few of them feel that they did not get justice in Northern Ireland. Quite a few of them feel that the police were not impartial towards them in the past. That's why justice is obviously such an iconic position in this country. And you're still being told by your partners in government, do you know what? Might be a fresh start, but you ain't getting that job. We don't trust you enough. We don't believe in you enough. You're not having it.
Well, I know that you are trying to provoke me into retaliating against some of the
I'm trying to reflect what some of your community how they might feel because of what happened in the past.
No, I think that our community, I think, understands the fact that Sinn Féin led the charge on getting powers transferred from London to our administration, but not just that we led the charge on all of the changes and reforms that have taken place within policing over the course of this peace process, mostly as a result of the determination of Sinn Féin negotiators and the legislation that was passed that now provide us with an independent policing service, that now provide us with an independent judicial system. And of course, the administration of the Department of Justice obviously falls to the minister, but the main responsibilities reside in the ability of the judges and the police services to be independent. And I think, we've still got a way to go, but we have come a tremendously long way as a result of what Sinn Féin has achieved. And I think that our community understands that. Our community understands that we are dealing with, still a very difficult situation as we continue to move forward. And of course, there are still some people within different political parties who say things like, for example, the day of the peace process is over. How is the day of the peace process over when we still have sectarianism, racism within our society, when we still have people out there who are still committed to try to plunge us back to the past, whether they be in the extremes of loyalism or the extremes of so-called republicanism? So I think what we have to do is that we have to manage these very challenging situations. And I think in the course of today, given the day the Senate, although there is a focus from the media, and media like a headline and they like controversy, and I think some people in the media like division as well, but the major focus of most people are going to be on who's the health minister going to be, who's the education minister, who's the economy minister, who's going to be the finance minister, who's going to build our roads. All of these things are equally as important.
Well, help us there, because I promised I'd move on. I promised I'd move. Okay, go ahead. Fair enough.
Let me make one other point. I said at the outset of this process that whenever the hump was run, that I had five in my mind that we were interested in. But let me tell you something. Justice wasn't one of them at the stage.
So what is your top pick for ministry?
No, that would be to give away my negotiating hand in advance of the running of the hot on the Assembly today. But we will see in the course of today, certainly we're only entitled to three ministerial positions, the DUP entitled to four. But I am absolutely confident that we get several of the departments that we were seeking.
Why is Conor Murphy being dumped out of having a ministry? He's been often touted as a possible future replacement for you, the head of your party. He's been dumped.
Conor Murphy is a very close friend of mine. He is a tremendous Republican. He's made a massive contribution to our process over the course of recent years. We'll continue to do so in the future. I am very pleased to lead a team of 28 Sinn Féin MLAs in the Assembly who have no egos whatsoever and who only want to play the part that they have been asked to play in the course of the next term of the Assembly by me. And of course, Conor will be given a position of great responsibility and will take that forward in the next term.
Okay. What are your priorities in this coming government? Spell out what's important to you, your top priorities, your five-point plan, if you like, that you want done.
The top priority is to have a completely different working relationship with the ministers appointed by the Democratic Unionist Party than was there at the last 3 years of the last term of the Assembly. That is absolutely the foundation stone of everything as we move forward.
Well, now, that's really interesting. How should it be different? What do you mean?
Well, it will be different because we're in this together. There's just the two of us leading the administration. We are facing on the other side people who have walked away from the power-sharing central core of the Good Friday Agreement, i.e. the Ulster Unionist Party and the SDLP. And, of course, they did so not because of anything to do with a programme for government, but because they didn't have the elections that they thought they would have had. And, of course, this is their attempt. It's almost a desperate attempt to make themselves relevant. And, in fact, what they are doing is making themselves more irrelevant. So we are charged with the responsibility of taking things forward. And what is the big focus? The big focus has to be delivering first-class public services for the people that we represent. It has to be about getting more and better jobs, attracting foreign direct investment, supporting our own local entrepreneurs who have...
But how tough is it going to be? Because money's going to be tight, welfare cuts are coming. How tough is it going to be?
It's going to be very tough over the course of the next 5 years. But, hey, we have been elected by the people. We've been given a resounding mandate by the people to take our society forward. Our people are very conscious that we have been through a world economic downturn like we've seen before. They are very conscious that we are dealing with a conservative administration in London who doesn't care, I think, a tuppenny damn about unionists, loyalists, nationalists or Republicans.
Okay.
And what we have to do is make the best possible effort on the behalf of all of our people.
Okay.
And we will do that. And I am convinced as a result of the conversations that we've had in recent times with the DUP that they are as seized with the responsibility to do that as I am.
Do you like your nickname, Marlene?
I'm not worried about nicknames at all. I mean, whenever Danny Kennedy coined the phrase of chuckle brawlers, I think he did that thinking he would annoy us. I never get annoyed about these things at all, Stephen.
Here's the last question. Thanks for spending so much time for us. There are differing headlines in the papers this morning about your visit to the Somme. The Irish News, McGuinness set for visit to First World War battlefield sites. And the Belfast Telegraph, McGuinness turns down invitation to attend Somme commemoration event. The Telegraph pointing out that you'll not be in France for the major commemoration on July the 1st.
Well, I don't know how they know that, because I haven't said anything about that, but I will talk about it now to you. First of all, I have been invited by the Flemish government to go to the Flanders Field to Mazines next week, and I will go. I will also do a visit to the Somme. I will be accompanied by Conor Heaney, who is a very great friend of mine. He's also one of my advisors in the executive office in OFM-DFM. He's also from Derry. He's a member of Sinn Féin. His great-grandfather and his great-granduncle were both killed at the Somme. Both their names are on the war memorial in the diamond in the centre of Derry. And, you know, Seamus Heaney, to use a Seamus Heaney phrase, got it absolutely right. In terms of our history, we're all through other. And, you know, I just learned, even after doing interviews this morning on BBC Radio Ulster and on Radio Foyle, that Tony Doherty, who's another great friend of mine, who is the son of Paddy Doherty, who was murdered on Bloody Sunday by the Parachute Regiment, that his great-grandfather was killed in 1917 in the First World War.
But why are you going? What are you trying to say by going?
Well, what I'm going is, the reason I am going is to recognise the fact that 40,000 Irishmen, many of whom are Irish Republicans, lost their lives during the course of the First World War. And I think many of those people have been neglected by Irish society down the years. So this is about, I think, recognising the terrible, catastrophic circumstances in which they lost their lives. And it is about, in a very dignified and respectful way, it's also about respect and dignity and friendship to the Unionist. We as leaders have to rise above all of these things that have affected us down the years. And I think there's a huge responsibility on us to give leadership to how we conduct ourselves during the course of these hugely historic events, and not just, you know, the Somme or the First World War.
But in that context, will you go to the major commemoration on July the 1st?
Well, I'm coming to that now, but I just want to end off what I was saying is that I was very honoured to attend the 1916 ceremonies, both the government ones in the south and the Sinn Féin ones throughout Ireland. And all of that were conducted very, very respectfully. In terms of the commemoration of the Somme, I am aware that there has been some controversy in the Belfast Telegraph of people who choose to attend the commemoration of the Somme, saying that they wouldn't go if I was at
right, Martin, you are cutting out, Martin, on us, unfortunately. And again, it's something that we want to get on record, what you're saying. Let me just see if I can hear you any clearer now, Martin. Morning again.
No.
I need to get you a new pay-as-you-go phone.
Hello.
I can hear you now, Martin. Just finish the point. Will you be going to that commemoration on July the 1st or not?
The point I'm making is that I am aware that there has been controversy in the Belfast Telegraph, people saying who were due to go that they wouldn't go if I was there. I am not going to be the centre of controversy preventing anybody going to the Somme. So if my attendance at any event at the Somme offends people, then I won't be there.
Okay. Okay. Martin McGuinness, thank you for spending time with us this morning. So that's the Deputy First Minister.